is Building Bridges, your community and labor report, produced and hosted by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash. I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash.
Gaza is under attack by one of the most deadly military machines on the planet, the Israeli military. And silence in the face of such suffering is unsupportable for anybody devoted to peace and social justice. The U.S. government supplied Israel with military means to carry out this attack and has generously underwritten the Israeli government and military with tens of billions of U.S. tax dollars. Building Bridges now brings you the voices of those piercing the silence and raising the support for a free Palestine at a huge New York City rally at Times Square.
End the occupation now!
End the occupation now!
Gaza, Gaza, don't you cry!
Palestine will never die!
We're here today to tell the Americans, the government, we're here to stop the terrorism of the state of Israel. We're here to stop killing civilians in cold blood. The United States, you are paying for killing Palestinians in Gaza because your taxes are paying for Israelis, terrorists, and killing machines. You are paying with your taxes. So we should stop the government from giving Israel by itself $6 billion a year. Is that fair?
No.
Is that fair?
No.
Is that fair?
No.
Not another nickel, not another dime, no more money for Israel's crime. We're here to fight back and stop these massacres and genocide in Gaza. From the river to the sea.
From the river to the sea.
Palestine will be free.
Palestine will be free.
Our problem is with Zionism. With Zionists, not with Jews. We have Nitzori Carter right here.
My Jewish friend.
They betrayed the real Judaism. We just want to thank them too much for coming on Saturday, which is their holiday.
My brother from Christian, Father Khadr al-Yatim, my brothers, to give the prayer.
We Palestinians from the Christian faith follow with deep concern, regret, and shock the war currently raging in Gaza Strip against innocent civilians, many of them kids and women, who are stand-byers. We denounce the strongest word, the bloodshed that caused by the Israeli strikes on Gaza. And we condemn the blockades that starved the people in Gaza for many, many years, while the international community is standing there and watching and doing nothing. Unless the international community hold Israel to the same standards we hold other countries to, Israel will continue to do these acts of violence against innocent civilians without regard to peace or justice. So today, as Christians, we call on all to pray for peace and justice in Palestine. We call on you to work for justice, to educate everybody that the Israeli crimes cannot continue to go on. The Palestinian innocent and blood cannot be continued to be shed while we are supporting the Israelis to continue to carry these attacks on civilian Palestinians. So today we pray to the child in the manger in Bethlehem that continue to remain under the Israeli occupation, that his peace will come to fill our hearts. Today we pray for the people in Gaza that they can finally find the true peace with justice in Palestine. Today our message is, Gaza, Gaza, don't cry. For Palestine will never die.
Gaza, Gaza, don't you cry. Palestine will never die. Gaza, Gaza, don't you cry. Palestine will never die. Our next speaker is Michael Letwin from the New York City Labor Against the War and Labor for Palestine. A long time trade union activist.
Brothers and sisters, our hearts are with the people of Gaza, who are suffering such terrible massacres and genocide. And today we have to say to the world, and especially to them, that we are all Palestinians. But we also must be clear, these massacres do not happen by themselves. They are in fact funded and armed and abetted by the government of the United States. In the past 10 years alone, U.S. military aid to Israel was $17 billion. And over the next decade, it will be $30 billion. It means that, like in Afghanistan, and like in Iraq, it is U.S. F-16s, and U.S. Apache helicopters, and U.S. cluster bombs and bullets that kill and maim on behalf of the occupiers. And that's not all, because it's a bipartisan massacre that is endorsed by George Bush, that is endorsed by Barack Obama, that is endorsed by the Democrats and the Republicans. And that has to stop. That has to stop right now. But I also must report that not only is the United States government that supports these massacres, but much of the labor leadership in this country, often without the knowledge or the consent of its members, has long-standing complicity with the Israeli apartheid regime. That there are some 1,500 labor bodies in this country that have plowed $5 billion or more of our money into the State of Israel bonds. That U.S. labor leaders routinely support the Israeli massacres of the Palestinian people. But there's a different way to go. In 1967, Martin Luther King said that for the sake of the hundreds of thousands trembling under our violence, I cannot be silent. That has to be the same position that labor people in this country take today, that working people take today, that we all take today, that we will not remain silent. That we will say, not another nickel, not another dime, not another penny for Israel's crime. Free, free Palestine. Thank you.
Our next speaker, one of the imams and leaders of New York, Imam Abdul Baqi. He's from the Islamic Leadership Council, Majlis al-Shura. Takbir!
Takbir! Takbir! This is the year in which we have to say to the incoming president, Barack Obama, that you should cut off all aid to Israel. Israel is a Zionist state similar to the past racist apartheid state of South Africa. The Zionist state of Israel, which do not offer the Palestinian people the right to self-determination. They have a right to be free and to live as individuals on their land, in control of their resources, in control of their life, in control of their future. But today, they are like living in Bantustans in Gaza. And they have no one to help them. The shame is on the United States, who has complicity in the situation, because we support Israel unbridledly with our taxpaying dollars. It's time for us to cut off all aid to Israel and to help the Palestinian people to determine their own destiny and control their own lives. And any resources that we have should be for the needy, not for the greedy.
And our next speaker is Adam Shabero from Free Gaza Campaign. He's having a message from Huwaida Arab. She's one of the activists and organizers of the Dignity Box that goes to Gaza. Let's welcome him.
A few days ago, we sent our vessel, the Dignity, to Gaza on a mission to challenge Israel and its blockade of Gaza, to bring in doctors, journalists, human rights workers, and humanitarian aid to Gaza in the worst attacks of Gaza in 40 years. In a cowardly act of aggression, though hardly unexpected, the Israeli Navy rammed our ship over and over in the middle of the night, an act of terror to prevent us from accessing the people of Gaza. But Free Gaza, we will continue to resist. We will continue to send boat after boat after boat, and we will not stay silent. We will not accept what Israel says. We will continue to raise our voices and put our bodies in front in order to awaken the world's consciousness. This is a man-made political crisis. Collective punishment, torture, imprisonment, killing, murder, and dispossession of the Palestinians for 60 years that must stop now. 3 nights ago, Senator Hillary Clinton, our future Secretary of State, stood right here and dropped thousands of balloons and one big crystal ball on the thousands of New Yorkers. But she was already dropping bombs on the people of Gaza. She and our whole government, including President Obama, have promised change, but they are complicit and responsible for what's going on right now in Gaza. Senator Clinton cannot claim to know 12 years ago she was in Gaza and stood in the buildings that have now been bombed. Flood her office with emails, with calls, and even your bodies. It is time to escalate and force the change that we want, for the Zionist entity and its military to be forced to change. The bodies are piling up in Gaza. Let our bodies stand in the way of the U.S. government and the next administration and demand justice for Palestine. Free Palestine!
Free Palestine! Please all welcome our sister. Let me speak from all other coalition. The Palestinian right of return. Please welcome her.
We come here to tell you that as we slept in our homes, surrounded by our loved ones, our people in Gaza buried theirs. As we slept in our homes, surrounded by our loved ones, our people in Gaza shook the heavens with their cries for help. As we slept in our homes, surrounded by our loved ones, Gaza came crashing down on its people. As we slept in our homes, surrounded by our loved ones, our people in Gaza prepared for unforgiving death at the hands of the Israeli terrorist regime. As the Israeli savages slept and ate on the land of the people of Gaza, the Palestinians plucked weeds in the streets of refugee camps for food. And as you pass us by, we stand here to ask you share our burden of knowing that 2 days after Christmas, the Israeli regime began its promised Holocaust on the people of Gaza. After stealing their resources and bombing their hospitals, the Israeli tyrants launched an aggressive massacre of the Palestinians of Gaza. That in 5 days, and even this morning as we speak, they bought places of worship. In the dark of night, on this holy season, they blasphemously murdered over 450 Palestinians. That 2 days after Christmas, Palestinian Muslims and Christians had no more room in their land to bury their precious beloveds. We ask that you remember, though this is where our children and parents ended, their suffering began long, long before. The people of Gaza once lived on the lush shores of Palestine, in Haifa and Akka. The people of Gaza were forced, under threat of Zionist guns, to build those skyscrapers you see in Tel Aviv, to build those massive streets that are now inhabited by the Zionists who travel from Brooklyn and from Russia to live on the stolen land of the people of Gaza. That you remember the countless massacres that the Israelis have done before. But that you remember the massacres of Khan Yunis and King David of 1946, the massacres of the refugee camps of Nablus and Rafah and Jabalia and Balata and Deir Yassin and Ain al-Hilwa and Sabra and Shatila and Jenin and Gaza. 60 years of massacres. We stand here to remember that after half a decade of patience, after the murder of thousands of children in Gaza, the people of Gaza and we can stay silent no more. We ask that you remember and learn that Israel does not and has never wanted peace. Israel wants an endless war against the Arabs, an endless war against the Palestinians, and they claim victimhood on their as their own ministries, both of Holocaust. On Christmas, they danced in the streets on the blood of murdered Palestinians, massacre after massacre, and they pretend to be victims. We ask you, our brothers and sisters, who are standing here today to carry this burden. You are duty bound. We are all duty bound. We cannot rest. Our struggle did not start here and it cannot stop here. We have been deprived of our privilege to rest by the Israeli regime. You must carry their struggle. Most importantly, to our beautiful, enduring people of Gaza. Our noble and courageous people whose cries shook the homes and pierced the souls of the world. We watched you move the heavens with your grief. Our warm homes froze in horror at your suffering. We know your noble roots. We memorized your footsteps from Haifa to Gaza. We know you suffered for so long. And my dear people of Gaza, forgive our shameful words. We are shamed by your nobility. May you be strong. May the resistance and God protect you. May you live long. May you live long. May you live long. And may you live free. Long live Palestine.
Our next speaker is a former Attorney General of the United States of America and also the winner of the Humanitarian rights by the United Nations. Please join me in welcoming Ramsey Clark.
The hearts of all of us are in Gaza. For 60 years now, Israel has persecuted the Palestinian people in violation of the United Nations Charter, resolutions of the General Assembly, and the Security Council, in violation of international law and fundamental human rights and common decency. And all those long 60 years, they've claimed to be the victim. While they've gotten richer and richer, taken more land and more wealth from the Palestinian people and more lives of the Palestinian people every day. Enough is enough. This slaughter, this murderous assault on Palestine today has to stop once and for all. Yeah. And peace in the area has to be established. We've seen too much falsehood. The disastrous Bush administration, the dishonest Bush administration right now is calling Hamas the terrorist, but they've always called all the Palestinian people the terrorist. And there's only one Palestine, there's only one Palestinian people. There can be only one Palestinian state. The General Assembly resolved in 1947 that there would be a free and independent Palestinian state with secure borders, twice the size of the 242 resolution almost, and that state would come into existence not later than October 1, 1948. And here we are. In 2009, there's got to be a Palestinian state now. It can be a one-state solution, or it can be a two-state solution. If it's a two-state solution, it has to be based on General Assembly Resolution 181, which goes back to October 1st, 1948, and the boundaries described then. We call upon the international community to stand up for the rights of humanity, is represented in the most persecuted people on earth today, the Palestinian people. And in this murderous assault, we call upon the European Union, the United States government, President-elect Barack Obama. We call upon the great countries of Asia, China and India and Pakistan. It's time to end this slaughter. The Palestinian people must not only survive, they must prevail. And this has to be the last effort of Israel to destroy Palestine. No more. End the war now. End the assault now. End the falsehood now. And create Palestine, free and independent. And you'll see a country that is great and badly needed by those who stood by silently in the long decades of its suffering. Long live Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
Glory, glory to Palestine!
Glory, glory to Palestine!
Free forever!
Thank you, Ramsey Clark.
Please welcome Amir Baraka, the well-known poet. Please welcome him. I think we should remember that the closest ally that South African apartheid had was Israeli apartheid. We should always remember that they are an apartheid state. And even Jimmy Carter had to say that Israel practices apartheid. The second thing we should remember is that Israel has never lived up to the 1967 United Nations sanctions, that they leave the West Bank, that they leave Gaza, and they stop building those settlements. They're building those settlements right now. And the third thing we have to remember is that now that we have an Afro-American president, that we all here should demand that he speak out. When he becomes the president on the 20th, we should have a massive call to him to speak out. He must speak out. He must change Bush's policies. He must stop Israel's pretension to govern the Middle East as their little fiefdom. Free Palestine.
Free Palestine.
Amir Baraka.
Free Palestine.
Free Free Palestine.
Free Free Palestine.
Long life Palestine!
Long life Palestine!
Long life Palestine!
Long life Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine! It's my honor to introduce Remy Kanazi, who will give some powerful spoken words from Poets for Palestine.
The tanks have rolled into Gaza. And I can't stress how important it is that we all speak out within our community, outside of our community, build a coalition and let people know that it's just not this massacre on Gaza. We have to stop the next Lebanon war, the next attack on Iran, the next attack on Gaza. This is a poem I did during the Lebanon war and the war on Gaza in 2006, and I thought it'd be appropriate. In my mind, I freed Palestine. Envisioned a dream that just needs to be seen. Olive trees in ecstasy. Orange groves that lead to our roads. No blocks filled with cops. No 10-year-old shot. Freedom is what I got. I understand my grandmother's plan to live on her bought and paid for land. And though it isn't in her hands, it remains in her heart. Every time another's killed, we go back to the start. 1948, the date they make us remember the star and scars of David. And we're the ones who've hated. We've been raped and berated by bullets and forced immigration, squatting and settling, left wrestling with the best Zionism has to offer. And while the U.S. fills its coffers, my people are seen as monsters. Our people blow up in pain, black-eyed and half insane. Wouldn't you be if an Israeli bullet penetrated your child's brain? I envision Palestine, my mind, with a chosen, frozen in time to realize their morality's blind, to take back generations of crime and put an end to apartheid. You don't know how many kids sit and wish they could be labeled other than a terrorist. To exist is to resist reads of graffiti in their cities. Give them chalk instead of rocks. They'll use that blackboard if you let them go to school. Give them chalk instead of rocks. Instead you bulldoze their block. Destroy their homes. Palestine is what you call the no building zone. But you can't bulldoze our minds. Every time we'll rise through the ashes like Cassius Clay will bob and weave for infinity. There's no divinity in bombing our cities. Sending up committees to treat us differently. We're from Palestine, the land where dreams are made. There's something brave about oppressing. We'll count and multiply our blessings. So remember just one thing. One day the bells of freedom will ring, and you'll see me smiling, loving life in Palestine.
Well, this has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg.
And Ken Nash. And log on to our new website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.
Buildingbridgesradio.org.